You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. This is Coogan Cassis for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. We're at the Tony Sims' new gym. I don't even know the actual name for them. Is it still the Metrim gym here?
I don't know what it's called. The Bollocks. That's what it is.
The Bollocks gym.
No, it's not the Bollocks gym, but it is the Bollocks, isn't it?
Oh, it is the Bollocks, yeah, I did hear. Joe Cordina, how are you, mate?
Yeah, not too bad, Coop. How are you, mate?
Your teeth are looking rather well. You give him a plug if you want.
Colgate.
Keep us updated with your situation. Fight date-wise, you weren't announced for fight camp. Any reason for that? Have you got another potential date coming up?
Yeah, well, originally we were meant to be on fight camp. They wanted me on the 7th of August. But me and my partner got a baby due on the 6th of August. So it was too close to call. Then they said the 31st with Connor of July. And I said it's still too close. And then they said the 14th of August. Now the 14th of August would have probably been fine. But they came back and said the 21st of August. I don't know where it is, and I don't know what show it's on, but I'm just aiming, getting myself ready for the 21st of August.
Obviously, you do have a life outside boxing. Congratulations on your pending arrival. But yeah, it's just kind of timing-wise, those dates didn't quite fit to suit kind of what's going on in your personal life, really.
Of course. Well, we've got two kids, and it's a third now. Most of the time they go early. Now, if I'm in camp and she's going early, I don't really want to be disrupted after I go home and missing sparring, missing sessions. So I said, just do it as late as possible. So that's the reason why I ain't on fight camp. Because a few people have asked me on Twitter and stuff, why ain't I on fight camp and this. But the 21st of August, I'll be out.
Half of the year's already passed now, so... Ideally for you, how would you like to see the rest of the last 6 months of the year play out for you?
A fight in August and then a big fight in December. I'd like that.
And what is that big fight, ideally for you?
An eliminator or a world title. I'm not too far off. I know my ability. Like my last fight, I was 16 months out of the ring. Hand injury, obviously a lot of people were out the ring for a long time as well, in activity, but they were allowed to train. They could spar, they could do a few things. I couldn't do nothing. 3 months I was sat in a cast, then only one-handed training or running. So yeah, like my performance, my first 5 rounds was perfect. It was how I wanted it to go. And then Tony was like, step on the gas now, but I just couldn't. Physically, fitness-wise, I was fine. But just physically, I couldn't let him go. I don't know why I put it down to ring rust, but I know where I went wrong. Well, not went wrong. I know what happened, and now I just go into the next fight, build on it, and put that right and give a good performance.
I mean, obviously, between Eddie and Tony, what's Eddie said to you about how to kind of get you onto that path towards some sort of eliminator? So there is kind of maybe one or two fights where you know then you're kind of guaranteed some sort of shot.
He hasn't really said much to me, whether he says it to Tony or not. They liaise back and forth, they speak to each other all the time. So yeah, not so much to me. I know I just got to keep winning. If I don't keep winning, then the shot ain't going to be there. So I just got to keep doing my part and then let Tony deal with the business side of things.
That's all you can really do, is just answer the questions in the ring and kind of let Tony and Eddie do their job.
That's it. That's their job. My job is inside the ropes. Their job's outside. So I leave that to them.
So I know you're obviously Welsh, but a little soft spot for England last night. Come on.
Yeah, I was buzzing. Not only that, I was happy that Sterling scored, because I was having a conversation in here with Tony. He was like, no, Sterling shouldn't be on. I was like, listen, Sterling should be on. And then he was like, no, Grealish, Foden. I was like, no. I said, and then he scored, I was buzzing. And then I rang Tony, I said, see, I told you he should have sat, he should have been playing. He's like, yeah, I'll take everything back. But no, I was buzzing for him. They got the win and move on to the next round.
not to not put him in it, but was Tony against Raheem Sterling starting last night?
No, I don't think the starting. I just thinking, well, I don't know, he may be, but if, I think that was because of his previous performance. But to be honest, not many of the players were pulling their finger out.
Well, Harry Kane last night.
So people like Harry Kane and Sterling, they can pull something out of the bag at any point. They're world-class players. It's the same with, don't get me wrong, I ain't putting them on the same level as Ronaldo, Messi, and people like that, and Neymar, but they're players that can just pull something out of the sky and they can change a game. But so can these. Sterling, same as the likes for Wales, Bale and Ramsey, so can Harry Kane and Sterling.
So Joe Cawley's just admitted he's going to be supporting England for their remaining games.
Well, yeah, I've, for the last like 10, 11 years I've been living in England, haven't I? So Sheffield, Essex, so yeah, I'm like half English, am I? Something like that. But yeah, obviously they're close to home, aren't they? You've got no choice but to support them. If Scotland or anyone else was in there, I'd be supporting them. So yeah.
Well, bring on Ukraine on Saturday. We'll see how that pans out. Well, listen, we'll look forward to hearing your next fight date, and hopefully by the end of the year you can have that kind of big fight that you're kind of due now.
Yeah, of course. I want to be a world champion by next year. Whether it happens at the end of the year. But I've got to keep winning, and I need to be a world champion so I can get a kettle like yours.
It's a fake, mate.
No, listen, don't
give
me that.
That's a fake.
Listen, I don't want Eddie to, if I win a world title, and well, when I win a world title, I don't want Eddie to be saying, nah, we've stopped all that, no chance. Nicole had it, everyone else have had them, I want one.
Lock it in early, that's all I say, lock it in early. And go for that chocolate dweller, yeah? The chocolate dweller.
Yeah, 100%. I got it.
Joe Gordon, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV, and we'll catch up with you again soon, mate.
Cheers, Coogan. Thank you, mate.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.